Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, come on.
Wanna see us
down
at the bottom of the mat.
Uh-huh.
The shows ain't worthy.
Uh-huh.
Every topic cut at 8 o'clock Monday and Thursday.
So
on the Miss Lee.
What
we knew that these screech
yeah.
The best in radio. Why tell us if we already know?
Hey,
and I'm telling what you went for.
Yeah.
Just hit the phone line. Get some info.
Hello?
That's 347215651 9.
Uh-huh.
It's simple. Jot it down if you need a pencil.
Woo.
It's official. If an issue, we can get you. If you call, we
call.
Can get you. Say your name, say it's on your mental. It is what it is, right here with Miss Lee.
What up?
It's time to start the show. You damn right.
You damn right.
Get me.
Monday night's heavy topics,
we gonna talk about. Thursday night, whatever's popping,
we gonna talk about.
Miss Lee's on a mission. Stilettos and combos division.
What?
To get people talking.
Huh?
To get people listening.
Alright.
As the show grows, you know the guest list. It goes.
Uh-huh.
From R&B divas to stars from those TV shows.
Okay.
People making a difference. Footprints,
combos,
combos and poets.
More,
artists
more,
with
more.
Dope flows. The elements represent, as we said, GoPro. People making things happen. People making things go. From TV to film and even music too. Talk about the things that people say and the things that they do. Let's get it.
What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Lee, on another Thursday night. Bringing you the hottest pieces of news, entertainment, sports, politics, controversial discussions, NBA draft news, just everything from A to Z that we can squeeze in this hour. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. As always, you know how to connect with the show on Facebook. Like our Facebook page, Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee. And like follow us on Twitter. Stilettos Combos is the name. Or follow me as well, Miss Lee 1920. Phone lines open 347-215-6519. But of course, I have to say hello to my fella, my homie, who's holding it down for the daddies out there. What's going on, T? How you living today?
Totally. I'm good. Chilling, doing my thing.
That's what's up. It is definitely winding down this week. I must say that this has been a very somewhat productive week, and I was able to enjoy some good entertainment this week, which was very enlightening and fun. And it's good to watch some good TV or watch some good movies that just kind of like, that's good to watch, to kind of escape from the foolishness and all of the controversy that's going on across our state of America. So I don't know if you got a chance to see it, T, but I don't think you did see it because you have feelings about Steve Harvey. But I watched Celebrity Family Feud on Sunday, and it was such a funny show. Of course, I work during the hours where Family Feud comes on, but it was so cute and it was so funny. And they had celebrity families playing against each other for charity. And it was the Braxtons against Anthony Anderson family. And it was, like, so, so funny. Like, so, so, so funny. So if you didn't catch it, it's on ABC, 8 o'clock on Sunday nights. I think it's good family fun, and you'll get a laugh out of it, which was really, really good. I was like, oh, let's watch this and see how this goes. I'm liking how he's just kind of taking things and just going with it, which is always crazy. And then, I don't know if you saw Get On Up, the James Brown movie. Did we get a chance to see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, this is pretty different. Like, you know, taking that moment to just kind of watch some good movies, you know, just kind of escape was key for me this week. I didn't get a chance to see Jurassic World. Did you see that, Tate?
I started to watch it over my homie's crib, but, you know, we had stuff to do, places to go, things to see, so we didn't get to finish watching it, but we had planned to go watch it in the movies, but our schedule hasn't allowed us to do that, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like, this year, as far as movies, has not been very good at all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is definitely, yeah, especially because it's coming up on 4th of July, and we normally look forward to the blockbuster this summer, and we definitely aren't seeing a lot of that, but I heard Jurassic Park was good, and I heard it's even scarier in 3D, which, you know, I'm not balling, you know, was it $17 for 3D now? I don't even know, it's the last time I've been to the movies. Yeah, I can't even remember. But for those of you that liked it, you know, shout out to those good movies. They said it was just as good as the first one. So, yeah. But jumping into the topics at hand for the week. And there's so much going on between condoms are in the news, see? People were talking about condoms.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, though.
I think so, too. So let's talk about condoms, ladies and gentlemen. The first topic of discussion for today, and of course I'm going to post these articles on the Stilettos and Convos with Miss Lee Facebook page. So, there has been a new invention by these students in which these condoms are detecting sexually transmitted diseases. And
it's only a concept. It hasn't been invented yet, but their idea and their concept, they haven't been invented. They haven't decided, or there's no date when or if this will ever be available, but this is their idea. And I think their idea is a great idea.
Yes, it is an idea. Three British teenagers, two 14-year-olds and a 13-year-old, have proposed the idea for a new condom that could detect sexually transmitted diseases amongst intimate partners. And just to give you a little blurb of this proposal and idea, there will be antibodies on the condom that would interact with the antigens of STDs, causing the condom to change color depending on the disease. For instance, if a condom were exposed to chlamydia, it might go green, or yellow for herpes, or purple for HPV, and blue for syphilis. The proposal won the trio's top prize in the UK Teen Tech Awards, and they've already been approached by condom companies. Of course, the idea isn't perfect yet, and it's unclear as to will it just detect it on the partner or the user, which is something as well. And what would happen if the condom came in contact with two or more STDs at a time? Like, would it just, like, turn rainbow colors, or, like, what would they do with it? But I think that's a really freaking cool idea. And I think that would not only create awareness, you know, but it would also cause some very interesting conversations in the event that you put on the condom and then it just changes colors.
This is the thing, because I've been thinking about this today. So it's a double-edged sword, because with something like that, would people be more willing to have casual sex? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, oh, I got this condom, and this condom is going to tell me, you know, if I'm sleeping with somebody that's infected with somebody. But guess what? You're not going to be able to tell until you already stick the head in.
Right.
At least the guy, at least the guy, so he's going to have to put the head in. He's like, let me just check, girl. Let me just put the head in. Pull it out mm-hmm. and see if it changed color. But the
then
girl...
Then he's having sex in the daytime or with the lights on.
The girl won't know. The girl won't know until after the guy, you know, busts off.
Go get in.
You know, until the guy makes an O face. And then at that point, you know, it's like, is it the boy or the girl? I mean, like, if they don't, if you just put it on and go, all right?
Right.
At the end, when you take the condom off, all you would know is somebody got something. But you're
right.
not going to know who unless in the beginning you put it in, take it out, and then check. And then you're like, girl, you might need to go see the doctor. And then if that's the case, is the guy going to stop?
Right. Because at the end of the day, he's like, well,
he already done put it in. He already stirring the pot. He's going to pull it out and stop. Because when you in situations like that, when you in situations like that, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like when you in because he's already like, well, I already got the condom on, I already put it in, so like it's good to be aware, but it's one of those. It's a good idea. It's a great idea, and anything that
right.
goes towards helping people be aware of their status is a great thing. Like, you should get your status checked every 6 months. You know what I'm
right,
saying? So
right.
anything that you could do that could help that is great. But, it's,
right.
like, again, like the article said, what if you have multiple infections? You know what I'm
Man.
Saying? So
I'm going to turn black.
and, you know, then it's
black.
Like, how long does it take to turn? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, how many anybody's, you know what I'm saying, has to come in contact with it? Is it, you know, and if it's, you know, just on the outside, is it on the inside? Is it going
right.
to cause a, is it going to be a reaction? You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, this is a great idea.
Is it only going to be, is it going to be latex? Because you got people that's allergic to latex. Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many layers and but it's a great, great, great idea. But, you know, T, like, my thing with this is, like, that conversation piece. Like you said, like, you stick it in, and then you're like, whoa, it turned color. But it
so
was then, good. But what should I say?
Is,
should I tell
two
them?
Is,
or not tell
is it gonna scare people away from using a condom?
Right. Because they just don't want to know.
Because some people don't want to know their status. And it is,
right.
Like, I wish it was something out like that when I was younger. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, like, I was always a proponent for using condoms. As a matter of fact, I used to volunteer at an organization called BABASHI, which is Blacks
mm-hmm.
Educating Blacks About Sexual and Health Issues. So
mm-hmm.
every time I would come back with a mm-hmm. bag of condoms. And I would make
right.
sure that I would pass out condoms to, you know, my homies, to people in school, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was concerned about the community because AIDS was a big, 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 big deal.
Right.
When I was coming along. Like, AIDS
mm-hmm.
exploded, and it was like, it was so much unknown about it at the time. So, you know, I was always strap up. I was preaching that. You better put that hat on.
Yeah, man. And, yeah, you know, and it's that conversation. Like, and it's like, do I trust you? Or, like, or take it a step further, Keith. Like, what if you married and then you're using condoms with your wife, you know, for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want kids and she can't take certain birth control or whatever the case may be, and then you put it on, and why if you got something, you're like, who you been with? Because I'm good. Like, yo, that could break up from happy home, Keith. But that's some serious stuff right there. You don't want to start coming clean.
It starts the conversation, and the conversations
yeah.
that need to be had. Like,
yeah.
you know, if you're doing something outside your marriage, then, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's one of those things. You know, it
yeah.
could be the husband. The wife could have changed up the condoms, and then the husband busts off, and then all of a sudden it turned green, and it's like, what in the hell?
Right.
Can't get away. Okay. Like, girl, that was just that Incredible Hulk in me coming there to bring that out of
me. Oh, right. Ooh, Lordy, I want to know your thoughts. I posted the article on the Some Letters and Columns with me Facebook page as well as on Twitter. So take a look, and call in. Let us know what you think. 347-215-6519 is the number. Also in the news, Whole Foods. So Whole Foods is a place where they have really, really good vegetables, really good holistic, organic type food that, it's yummy and it just tastes, the quality is wonderful, and they got the wonderful strawberries and pineapple and just lovely, lovely, lovely stuff. So Whole Foods is in the news. Because, and this is about those that, you know, shop at Whole Foods, and they, you know, this is in the money section of CNN. So, Whole Foods is accused of overcharging consumers on their products. So, they said Whole Foods is expensive, but shouldn't be this expensive. That's according to the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs. Now, Whole Foods originated in New York, and that's where their main headquarters is, and they ship everything out from their New York office. So New York City Department of Consumer Affairs, they have uncovered a systematic overcharging for prepackaged foods at the citywide Whole Foods stores. So the inspectors uncovered that it's either the worst case of mislabeling or a blatant overcharging of their products and services. So New York officials said that their investigation of over 80 different types of prepackaged products found that they had the incorrect weight and that 89% of packages violated federal rules for how much packages can deviate from actual weight. So the overcharges range from 80 cents a package for like pecan panko, which I don't even know what that is, to $14.84 over price for coconut shrimp, okay? So the vegetable platters were priced at $20 per packet, which was overpriced $2.50. Chicken tenders were overpriced about $4.13. Berries were overpriced by $1.15. And they said they found more instances across the country, but this investigation is definitely targeting Whole Foods as a whole. They are subject to millions of dollars in fines due to violations on their prepackaged foods. And last year, I didn't know this, Steve, but last year, Whole Foods agreed to pay nearly $800,000 in fines to L.A., Santa Monica, and San Diego after pricing violations there also. And I think Whole Foods is, you know, their quality, I like their food, and these are the prepackaged like fruit. You know, chicken, like when you go there and pick up stuff that's already packaged and good to go, you know, they're overpricing it. And of course, the container has its own ounce, you know, that it weighs, but then they're overcharging the stuff that's in there. So, oh, Lordy, people up here trying to eat healthy and they're paying extra $2 for some pineapple, that's a situation. All in all, I'm posting an article on the Stilettos and Combos Witness Facebook page as well. But, you know, now is, I don't know how, you know, and $800,000 in fines. See, like, that's probably why they overpriced the food to kind of recoup from that $800,000 that they had to pay in California.
I don't know. Like, that kind of relates to another article I read today about how customers' response to what their movement of everyone being conscious of what mm-hmm. they're putting in their body having a mm-hmm. serious effect on the fast food industry and the food mm-hmm. industry as a whole, because people nowadays they're not putting stuff into their body that they can't pronounce. So there's a conscious movement by consumers to move towards healthier foods, And the more that they move towards healthier foods, the more it's going to cost to have that, you know, Big Mac or chicken nuggets or whatever food, because instead of using these ingredients that sound like somebody just made them up and put them in, you never know what they are. And a lot of these ingredients ended up in food as a loophole in laws that are supposed to protect us. So laws that are supposed to go for other things, they start putting these ingredients in foods, and now they can preserve these foods and make them cheaper. But in the long run, it's like it's coming to find out these things are giving us cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, all types of diseases. So, you know, it's not surprising to me that Whole Foods is overcharging for what you can buy or find in their store. So, you know, with that said, it's like something has to happen where you know, the price of food has to come down, you know, for it to be considered, you know, healthy. Because it should not cost you more to eat healthier.
Right.
It should not cost you more to eat something that you plant in the ground and you grow it. And you grow it without chemical means. You grow it without trying to genetically modify the organism. Why should that cost more? All you're doing is you're putting something in the ground and you're fertilizing it and you're letting nature take its course.
I agree with you. It's crazy. I mean, you know, I don't know. To me, it doesn't make sense, because I'm thinking if you do, you know, I didn't even realize in the state of Maryland, and, you know, ladies and gentlemen, check your state guidelines and rules in regards to the types of produce you can actually grow yourself, because there are certain produce that you can grow and harvest on your own. And I didn't know that in the state of Maryland, you can pretty much have a lot of everything and grow it yourself. I had a coworker that was in the process of growing an orange tree, which of course takes like 5 or 6 years to grow. But you know, he'll have his own oranges, he has broccoli, corn, a lot of the stuff that, you know, in his backyard. They have their own garden where they fertilize, they grow it themselves, and they found themselves saving so much more money on fruits and vegetables, because they know how they eat. So they're not going to plant like a million tomato plants when they might need one or two. They don't have children. So it's really cool that they got into it, because they're saying, you know, my coworker's wife was like, yeah, you know, we had to look at budgeting and how much money we were really spending at the grocery store. And then they found that the food that they grow on their own was definitely worth, you know, was tasted a lot better. And then they also linked up with a chicken farmer in Maryland, in which they go and get their own eggs, and they get their own chicken butchered. Like, it's all natural, holistic, and I think that's really, really cool. And the price that they charge for those different produce and meats are way cheaper than the grocery store, and it tastes so much better. And the interesting thing about that was that he was telling me that, you know how, you know, I buy, you know, I buy food, and then, like, I'll buy the family size, and I'll break it up and freeze it, and, you know, but with the fresh food, when you buy it, you know, fresh, you freeze it, the quality tastes better after you freeze it than if you buy it in the store and freeze it and take it out and thaw it out. So it's very, very interesting, the quality that you get it locally farmed as opposed to in the grocery store. So I challenge each of you to check out your local laws to see what produce, what vegetables, what types of livestock can you have in your own property. And then you can grow your own stuff. And they have a whole system, you know. They're growing a lemon tree and an orange tree, which is really, like, awesome. So it's good to, like, know that stuff.
I mean, I guess, like, speaking of health, you know, the other big thing in the news, and I don't know if you were going to bring this up later on in the show, Lee, but the Supreme Court ruling today on the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, that's on the list as well. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all of this ties in. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of this ties in. Because when we're putting these things into our body, we're putting these chemicals, we're putting this junk into our body, you know, mm-hmm. which, you know, is causing us to get sick and causing mm-hmm. us to have to go to the doctor and causing us to mm-hmm. have to have health care. So, mm-hmm. you know, and I think the healthier people are, the more it'll drive down the cost of health care and health insurance. But, you know, this is America and everything is mm-hmm. for sale. And I was right. reading a comment today and it was like, oh, this, you know, with the Affordable Care Act passing is bad, now how are doctors going to make a living? And I'm like, are you kidding me? As much money as doctors make, you know, why should people be getting rich off of my sickness?
Mm-hmm.
That was another comment that was out there. It's like, why should people be allowed to get filthy, stinking rich because mm-hmm. I'm sick?
Right.
Which goes to the whole thing of, in America, we got all these pharmaceutical companies. And they ain't trying to find a cure. They just trying to find fixes for your problem. But then as soon as you get a fix for the symptom, mm-hmm. they're treating the symptoms. And that treatment for the symptom causes 10 other symptoms.
Right.
The best thing to do is to take care of your body, eat healthy so you can stay off that medicine.
Because
that medicine is making you sick. And then somebody's getting really, really rich off of it.
Off of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I agree. And, you know, if there's, you know, vitamins, you know, and, you know, sometimes you've got to eat the right stuff. Your immune system is smart enough to fight off its own stuff. It's defeating it and taking care of yourself. And I think a lot of people don't know that and aren't really aware of how your body works. And I know when we had Rodney on the show for our fitness show about a month or so back, you know, and we talked about fitness and what you eat and, you know, how you need to go to a nutritionist so you can really understand the chemical makeup of your body. Because a lot of times if you just give yourself vitamin C and, you know, omega oils and all these different things that's naturally available to you without taking these artificial supplements, you'll be surprised of how strong your immune system can be. And you'll find yourself not really getting sick as often as other people do because of the things that you put into your body. So it's definitely very wise to be aware of those things. I know my dad told me a way to offset allergies, and I started doing this, and it helped me a little bit this season, of course, where, you know, you go to a local farmer's market and get some local honey in that area where you are because that honey that's local has a lot of the pollen that the bees have pollinated. So all of the stuff that you see on the grass and on the cars and how the bees are doing their thing, if you take a couple of teaspoons of that for a week, your body will naturally understand how to fight off the allergies that you become victim of. So you don't have to take a regular and Zyrtec and all that other stuff because your body will adjust to the pollen, and you should do that every year during pollen season. So just these wonderful holistic ways to kind of uncover ways to overcome these various little ailments that we get. But we're so quick to go to CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid to get these little quick remedies. Well, sometimes it just takes an extra step of a holistic approach, which is super, super important. So, yeah, man, we're talking about some news. And as you can tell, if you haven't seen, we're keeping this light, fluffy, and airy before we get into the heavy, heavy. But we have more news to talk about. We have Uber on the list. We have Bobby Christina on the list. We also have Obamacare, which he already talked about a little bit. We're going to revisit that as well as this Confederate flag business. We're going to talk about that as well. So let's rock it out with a little Eric Sermon and Marvin Gaye music, because I like hip hop and I like music, and he does too. So why not go with it? Let's get it.
Just like music.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
town, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone, like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air singing sweet nothing. Make love come out the mouth, no frontin', like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light to open up. This is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Conversation that's hitting the news over the past week. We talked about condoms. We talked about Whole Foods. We talked about a little bit about Obamacare, which we're going to talk about as well, because that's definitely next up on the agenda. Shout out to Jason that's commenting on Facebook. I hear you. I see you. And I'm going to talk about, he wants me to mention, and a lot of the fellas are watching the NBA draft, and a lot of fellas are angry about what the Knicks are doing and the foolishness and shenanigans of what they're doing in this NBA draft. So shout out to all the fellas that's listening and watching the draft and cussing out the TV at the same dang time. So, and piggybacking off what T brought up a little while ago before we played Eric Sermon, Obamacare. So the Supreme Court says Obamacare. So Obamacare has survived again. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court said the controversial health care law that will define President Barack Obama's administration for generations to come. The ruling holds that the Affordable Care Act authorized federal tax credits for eligible Americans living not only in the states with their own exchanges, but also in 34 states with federal marketplaces. It also saved off a major political shutdown and a mass scramble in states that would have needed to act to prevent millions from losing health care coverage. So it was like they were describing in this article on CNN Politics that the room was tense in this whole ruling and conversation, and people, you know, was of course split in their decisions. But it definitely is something that is beneficial to all of Americans who did not have insurance and those that ended up getting those different tax credits and such because of the health care that they were able to get with this affordable health care tax. So, and of course, our 2016 Republican candidates automatically was like, this is some foolishness. For example, Rubio, who is running for president in 2016, he's out of Florida. He's a senator. He says, I disagree with the court's ruling and believe that they have once again erred in trying to correct the mistake made by President Obama in Congress and forcing Obamacare on the American people. I remain committed to repealing this bad law and replacing it with my consumer center plan that puts patients and families back under control of their own health care decisions. So, yeah, this will be an ongoing situation. But I hope whoever we get going forward in 2016 kind of fights that law, and I think it's
here's the thing: Republicans is going to continue to they're going to continue to cater to their audience, and there's a lot of people that don't like the Affordable Care Act, even though it is a Republican idea, and you know they're all about. It's making my insurance go up. You know, your insurance is going to go up anyway.
Right.
So,
right.
But it's like, you're forcing companies to pay for, you're forcing companies to pay for insurance for everybody. Well, guess what? If you didn't have insurance, you was already paying for the uninsured anyway. So people were like, it's a bad idea. No, we need to get, I can say there are holes and flaws with the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's always going to be holes and flaws with the system. Had I put it in, I would have done something so that insurances could go across state borders so they're not, so it's not localized to one state. So insurances, you can, if you're in California and you want to get insurance from a provider in New York, you can do that, which will also drive costs down. But, healthcare is out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's out of control. Like, the simple fact that prior to the Affordable Care Act, that you could be denied healthcare coverage for pre-existing conditions. Those are the people that need health care the most.
Right.
And if the people that need health care the most aren't able to get health care, then, like, as a society, what good are we? What good are we doing to people? What good are we doing to public? Because, it's so greedy. And that's the thing that kills me. Everybody's like, this is socialist. But, yeah. Socialism is good to an extent. You know, we want to be able to say we are a society that takes care of one another. And for those that are out there that are like, no, I pulled myself up by the bootstraps, bullshit. You got help somewhere from somebody. Nobody does anything.
Everybody
all up on
somewhere.
Their own. Everybody needs
Absolutely.
Some help. And if we can help, if we can help the least and the most weak and the unable, then we're all better for it. That's just my take on it. So, for people that's like, that's these lazy, because it's a lot of people that think that, Affordable Care Act is just new welfare. There's a lot of people that think that. But.
Yeah, it is. It is. We will see definitely how this pans out. And I posted the article, of course, in the Stilettos and Tavos on the Facebook page, as well as Twitter, so you can review and post a comment. I got a comment that came in from Jason in regards to the condom conversation that we had earlier in the show, and he said he thinks it's a good idea. However, a lot of people will end up getting their ass kicked. Thank you for your comment. Yeah, I agree with you, Jason. It's definitely going to be special. So in other news... So Bobby Christina is in the news, and I know we haven't really talked about her since February-ish, March, when she was first admitted into the hospital. She was found face down in a tub, which was similarly as to how Whitney was found in L.A. During the Grammys. What was that, like 4 years ago? Because I think Michael Jackson passed today, 5 or 6 years ago, and then Whitney passed like right after. Oh man, we need to have some Michael Jackson music in the playlist for today. But Bobby Christina is in the news because the Brown family and the Houston family have decided to go ahead and move Bobby Christina to hospice care so that she can go in peace, and everything is in God's hands now. They also have filed a civil lawsuit against Nick Gordon in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia, saying that Gordon's behavior caused, among other things, substantial bodily harm to Bobby Christina. It also claims that since Brown's hospitalization, Gordon assessed her accounts and stole more than $11,000 from her. Crazy. Attempts to contact Gordon for comment were unsuccessful. He posted a message on his Twitter account. He had mentioned the lawsuit, but he said, "We keep praying. She fought hard. This song, Don't Give Up Hope." This is just sad, too. Like,
I mean, people are told the north, and they're like, "Oh, we gonna let God do what He do, and God can work a miracle and bring her out, you know, if God so chooses." But
right.
at the same time, you know, it's looking dire. It's not looking so great. So, you know, like, did it say she is not on assisted breathing anymore, or assisted respiration, right?
Right, they took her off, yeah. She's on her own to fight for herself.
So, I mean, you know, with that said, you know, God bless her. Let's pray for the best. But if not, let her go in peace. Let her be.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I could say is, you know, I wish for her to be in peace and out of pain. And it's sad that it has happened like that, but
right.
I mean, what can you do? Like, these things happen, you know.
They do.
Upbringing, like the examples that she had in her upbringing, you know, there's a whole argument of nature versus nurture.
Mm-hmm.
So, how she was nurtured could have played a factor in where she's at now.
Yeah, man, it's so much, and whatever is going on in that state of sleep and awake, or, you know, whatever goes on in that time when your body is kind of figuring out with your spirit, with God, and whatever's going on, because, you know, I don't know what goes on when you're in that state of life. You know, like you said, T, it's like that's between her and God, you know, they got to work that out, and then, you know, miracles happen, you know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy that, you know, he stole that money, like $11,000, just walked off with it, like,
bro,
crazy.
I'm not surprised. I mean,
yeah.
Are you surprised? Like, are you really surprised? Because, like, at the end of the day, you know, there's so many people that were against their relationship, you know. I think he may have had a sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I'm busy just, you know, me speculating on what I've seen and read. So, you know, when people, like, without her carrying him, without Whitney Houston carrying him, without Bobby Christina carrying him, what else is he going to do? He's in a desperate situation. You know what
right?
I mean? People do it out of desperation. People do a lot of crazy things out of desperation.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. You do crazy things, especially in the mental state of him. You know what I'm saying? When I saw him in that interview with Dr. Phil, it was just like crazy.
And he
like,
probably ran out of money from that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true. So they will, you know, take forward with these legal actions. Of course, they can't hit him with any murder charges or, you know, that kind of a thing until she passes away. So they're just waiting now until, you know, whatever, God to Christina, whatever her outcome is. So prayers up to the Brown and Houston family. So I mentioned real briefly before we jump into this Confederate flag of business, Uber is in the news, and some taxi drivers are protesting in Paris because they feel that Uber is taking their job. Now, I felt that this was important to talk about because Uber is that definite car service that a lot of people in the States have been adapting to get around. You know, instead of taking cabs, they'll download the Uber app, tell them their location, where they want to go, and a car gets there in like 5-10 minutes, and you don't have to wait like 45 minutes to an hour for a cab. So in Paris, I mean, when I tell you these are protesters, they are burning tires in the street, they got the armed guard out there, they got all kinds, these taxi cab drivers, ladies and gentlemen, they are going ham bacon in Paris over Uber. And what they're wondering is if it's going to cause spring records here in the States, because Uber is very, very popular now in the States. So it originated in France, and it's now over here in the States. And these taxi cab drivers are like, look, man, y'all taking my money. So technically,
well,
anybody can be an Uber driver.
It's about service, and it's
mm-hmm.
about competition. Like,
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to get better service for cheaper,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a better service for cheaper. I'm not going.
Right.
Why am I going to go into a taxi cab that could that be smelly and funky, and
mm-hmm.
the dude want to drive me? Like when I tell the dude,
way.
Like, yo, if you go here, which way are you going? Oh, I'm gonna go this. No, dude, all you guys do is go down the street and take the left. You want
right.
to go backwards up the block, take a right. You want to try and hit me for cab fare. And then,
right.
then, like, you don't even want to take me to all the places that I want to go.
Right.
Or you don't want to take me there because the fare is too short. You going to ask me where I'll go before you going to let me know you're going to take the fare. Like, dude,
right.
I'm going down the block. No, I'm not in service. Are
right.
you kidding me?
Right. It's crazy. It is so, so crazy. And I agree with that. And now, like, especially in D.C., when you jump in a cab, if there's more than three people, they charge you more to get you up the block. It's really expensive. You know, it's like automatic, like, you know, $2 to $3, you know, just to sit in the cab. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you said, T, you know, you are at the mercy of that cab driver. You know, whereas Uber, you have your, you know, individuals that, you know, have safe driving records that want a little hustle. And they use their own private vehicle. And they, you know, come pick you up.
I was thinking about being a driver.
I was thinking
about doing that, a little part-time hustle.
Yeah.
You
get
my
you
little
get
Uber license.
You can claim it on your...
Make a couple
of
dollars.
Claim it on your taxes. Yep. And, you know, and it's interesting that, you know, in Paris, they are not liking it. And I know when you got those cities like, you know, L.A., and you have those New Yorkers and D.C., you know, those heavy metropolitan cities that they depend on taxi cabs to get around. Yeah, I don't see taxi cab drivers being around. Because it's technically, like you said, to your own little business, your own little hustle. Get your little fleet of Uber people, you and your cousin.
I mean,
if
those taxi cab drivers is that mad about it, why don't they just get down with it? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them. You know, if you're really feeling like that, why don't you just
mm-hmm.
grab your little money and get your car, take the taxi back, and see if you make
mm-hmm.
more money as an Uber driver.
Right,
Just a thought. Because you're doing it anyway.
Right, you might as well. You know, get the tax write-off. It's your vehicle. You're using it for business. You know what I'm saying? There's so many perks to that. You know, and you just... Gotta be insured, gotta have a license. Little kids, don't go taking your daddy's car, talking about I'm the Uber driver for the day, you just got your permit. Can't do that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's certain qualifications you need And the app is awesome. And then they even have like the Zip Car. I know we have that here in the DMV area. And I think this branched out as well, where you can just get a Zip Car and it's like, you know, a certain amount of dollars per hour, and you have the car and you pick it up at a little space and then you drop it off at another Zip Car location. Kind of helps you get around, you know, because sometimes it's expensive worrying about car insurance and all that other stuff. So I like these out-of-the-box ways of getting the transportation in. So I posted that article as well on the Stilettos and Convos of Mystery Facebook page. So I kind of saved this conversation for last because there were so many other things that I felt, you know, was some lighthearted news and not so heavy. So this Confederate flag business is heavily in the news, and so many people have so many wonderful things to say about it. And on Wednesday, I was going to work late, and I was watching Roland Martin. And I normally, you know, have my own opinion about Roland Martin, and I was, like, watching it, like, okay, what? Because you get different, I like to watch different news outlets for different perspectives to kind of challenge my way of thinking. So I'm watching conversation, and they had two young, a young guy of fair skin, and they had an older girl of fair skin, and then a dark-skinned guy, and I know I'm saying this to set this up. And then Roland Martin, you know, played a clip of a preacher in Texas who had a moment of prayer, and her sermon was talking about, you know, as white people, because she was Caucasian, she was saying how as white people we need to understand that our words, actions, and lack of action is hurting other races. And even though we might not blatantly be racist or blatantly be prejudiced and blatantly not represent the Confederate flag in the forefront, our water cooler conversations, our jokes that we might not laugh at is not godly. And even though that the situation is rough right now, at the end of the day, you know, Jesus did die for our sins, and racism and hate is not godly. And that's the, you know, I got her message. Like, I was like, wow, like, she really broke me down on a whole other Christian tip that I haven't heard any preacher speak of. And so this conversation was going back and forth to on Roland Martin's show. And the two lighter-skinned individuals on the show was talking about how come they don't say this on NBC News and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, her congregation was all black. And, you know, Roland was like, no. I, you know, had her on the show, and she's talking, her congregation is mixed. And you find a lot of these non-denominational churches are mixed. They're not all black and they're not all white. And the importance is getting these white preachers and pastors to talk to their congregation. And if everybody's on one accord, because God is God, no matter what color you are, the word and the change can help with the people that have those hidden jokes, right? So, you know, so then they started talking about the Confederate flag, blah, blah, blah. And so everybody's just in up in arms, and Macy's, not Macy's, Sears, Walmart, eBay, Amazon, the Dukes of Hazzard's car have all, they've all kind of, you know, disbanded the use of the Confederate flag. You know, I posted a question on my Facebook page because I was a little, you know, not educated on this topic, because I'm not going to speak on something that I don't know anything about. So my question was, and I got a couple comments, and I don't know if you saw it, but I said, you know, well, if these nine individuals never got killed, would we really be talking about the Confederate flag? Probably not. And I was like, you know, not to just kind of throw shame to it, but I'm getting tired of the reaction to these things that are happening. And, you know, in 2015, you know, not being aware, because I'm in the Northeast, okay, and I don't know what goes on in South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and how their state flags have traces or have the Confederate flag on their flag. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. If these residents of these states are living in an area where this is there, why haven't these states banded together to make a change? And why did we wait until nine people got murdered in a church to make this an issue? So a couple people commented on my Facebook page in that question, and some people from South Carolina said, well, you know, there was some ruckus in the 90s, and it kind of faded away, and, you know, it's been an ongoing fight, and now it's like, you know, everybody's in arms about it. But I'm sorry to feel this way, but I feel like this is the truth, and Roland Martin said the same thing, that if this never happened, these people would still have the Confederate flag flying outside their state buildings. And I don't understand what the mentality of America is. If it's not right, and it's not true, and it's not fair, and it's not equal, why do we wait until some bullshit happens to go up and on? We as a culture need to be, we need to be so much more proactive instead of reactive. And that was kind of my take on it. But see, I want to pass it to you to get your thoughts on it. But that was kind of where I'm coming from, because I get it. And, you know, yeah, hit them with a dollar hurt, remove the flag. But why are we waiting until shit happens, excuse my friends, ladies and gentlemen, why are we waiting until shit happens to go up in arms? Why aren't we taking these issues, going to voting, speaking and boycotting and moving from these states and really going up in arms and protesting internally in our communities about this stuff instead of waiting until lives are at stake? That's just my question to Sam. But see, I'm going to turn it over to you to give your thoughts on it. Maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't, but I that was just something that was on my heart when we're talking about the whole Confederate flag issue.
I'm saying as far as that's concerned, like, it's not a new issue. It's something that was, you know, that has been bubbling, something that has been in the news, and something that had, you know, it was a little blow up about it in the 90s, and which ended up in a compromise. There was a compromise that made it difficult for anybody to remove the state flag. So even not the state flag, the Confederate flag. So even the governor couldn't have the flag removed to show respect or anything like that to the nine people that were killed. As far as waiting for things like this to blow up and happen, I mean, that's just typical human mentality. Like, it doesn't it doesn't mean as much until there's something behind it. You know, until there's, you know, nobody pays attention until there's a tragedy behind it. You know what I'm saying? And then, like it'll go, the uproar will go down, and it'll go down for quite a while, and then the uproar will come up again. But when you look at it, it's like, I think it's a relevant conversation for right now, because what you see in the backdrop, you're seeing all of this stuff about police treating minorities unfairly or unjustly in the news. Now, that ain't new. It ain't new to us. We've been knowing about it, seeing about it, living it, you know, forever. But now it's in the news, and there's uproar over it. So what you see is the media churning the social event of the time. So media is like, racism never went anywhere. Racism didn't leave out of America. It just hasn't been talked about. And I think what you're seeing now is you're seeing white people kind of upset because y'all bringing up old shit. Why y'all got to bring up old shit? And it's because the old shit never really went away. And just because you ignore it, just because you say that wasn't me, I didn't do that, doesn't mean that it should be swept under the rug. It doesn't mean that you can ignore the past. Everybody wants us, oh, get over it. Y'all making such a big deal out of it. Get over it. It was the past. This is, you know, this is a flag that doesn't represent racism. It represents our heritage and our culture. Well, then the argument goes as well, you know, they seceded from the United States to they seceded from the United States because they wanted to uphold a way of living. And that way of living included owning other human beings, owning slaves, so that you could continue to keep your society and way of living.
Running the way that you wanted to run.
Which is wrong. And as a result, the country went to war with itself over it. And guess what? Y'all asses lost. and y'all don't want to get over the fact that y'all ass is lost. And so so far, to the fact that y'all didn't want to get over it then, and y'all still don't want to get over it now. And it's like, okay, you want to fly a Confederate flag over your state capital. I don't see nobody saying, well, we should be flying the British flag over the United States capital.
Great Britain
lost, and I'm pretty sure it was people that wanted Britain to continue to own the colonies. But ain't nobody flying no British flag over the White House. Historically, this is where America started from. And no, that's not where America started from, because it's a lot of Native Americans that's upset over this, because they're like, why is everything in this country a black and white issue? Nobody wants to sit back and remember.
It's a brown and black and white and red issue. It's a little bit of everybody.
That they were nearly wiped off the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, like, my whole thing with this is, understand when and why the Confederate flag went up over the state house the Capitol in South Carolina. That was when old boy in the 60s was in defiance of the president trying to integrate the schools. So he flew that flag over the Capitol out of defiance of desegregation. You don't get more racist than that. And it hasn't come down since then. So don't sit here and tell me that, oh, the flag is that means this. Well, it means that to you, but point out to me a Jewish person that does not think or feel that the swastika doesn't mean something evil and horrible.
They had articles and discussions on that too, because in Germany it's in museums because it is history. It's not something that they want to push under the rug,
It's illegal for them to fly the swastika, and you know what they fly instead? The Confederate flag.
Right. So you know, this whole ordeal to me is just, you know, mind-boggling, and I can't wait. And, you know, and I know this might sound crazy, but, you know, we have a lot of old people with old mentalities that are trying to influence these immature, lack of education, and these young, influential individuals to kind of hold on to something that doesn't really mean anything. You have that influence. But then in my heart of hearts, T, and I might be, ladies and gentlemen, I might sound a little We Are the Worlders right now, but I really feel that a lot of our younger-minded individuals, I think we see things differently, and I think we as a whole, because the world in the U.S. of A, I can say this, has become so blended and mixed now that there really won't be an all-black or all-white or Indian or Asian. Like, everybody, after a couple decades from now, is going to be so well-blended that this talk of racial injustice will be so stupid, because we have these old hicky people that are holding on to this, how they were treated, and they're trying to influence other people to think how they are. But I really, really feel that there are more people that have a voice that just aren't being heard because they don't understand the power of the voice that they had. And, you know, in regard to the reactive and proactive situation, you know, another thing, I think in our 50s, in our 60s, even in our 40s and our 30s, we've had so many more revolutionaries that fought for change. And, we talked about, we don't have our Martin Luther Kings. We don't have our Malcolm X's. We don't have our Langston Hughes. We don't have those individuals that are proactively standing up for these changes until these things happen. So, I mean, there's so much evolution and growth that we need to do as a culture. Not only brown, black, white, I think as a whole, you know, and I think once people really understand their voice and their power, this shit will change. But I think it's not going to happen overnight. And it is a work in progress. But I do feel that, you know, in Roland Martin bringing this conversation to the forefront, you know, and talking how this white pastor, and she, you know, broke it down and was like, look, hatred, jealousy, envy, murderous, killers, you know, Jesus did take it to the cross. He did carry all that sin and hate, you know, and he took it for us. However, when you have someone who feels that they're higher than God, that is the ultimate sin because nobody's higher than Jesus. And I respect that part of it because I think we get to a point where we think we are invincible and we are the end all be all, but that's not really the case. So that conversation was very interesting. It was very interesting. But, you know, and then someone just posted on my Sweaters and Columns with me Facebook page that this is similar to how the Confederate flag is just as disrespectful as the name of the Redskins. And that was just brought up on ESPN. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting take on it. And the Redskins still have not changed their name. However, we're having this conversation about the Confederate flag. So I don't know. There's so many layers to this, see. It's crazy. It's crazy. I got a comment that came through. You know, on the post, thoughts on the Confederate flag and the Charleston 9 by Shamar. He says, my question is to everyone in America tonight is, would it be a symbol of hate if it was on our country's flag? Would the government defend the hate against that? My answer to that question is probably not, but what do you guys think? Yeah, in 2015, that flag would not be, I think it wouldn't even be a piece of conversation in 2015, because if it was a Confederate flag as our nation's flag, we probably wouldn't have Obama in office. Just going to put that out there. That's just my thought on it. But thank you for your question. T, do you have a thought to that question?
No, I mean, this is simple. And symbols mean things to different people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people might look
right.
at that and be like, I don't give it any credence. You know,
mm-hmm.
like if somebody wants to put a Confederate flag on their car, then that's telling me that's showing that what I take from it is you telling me who you are up front. You racist.
Right.
And that's what, and you might be like, oh, I'm not racist. That's not what it means, but that's what you're telling. Because that's
right.
what that flag and that symbol means to me. I feel bad about even liking the Dukes of Hazzard when I was little, because they used to ride a car called the General Lee with the Confederate flag on it. You know what I mean? Like, but I was little, I ain't know no better. You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
right.
So it's like symbols mean something. And I think it's foolish. I think it's foolishness that people are trying to fight to keep it where it is, and these are people like, well, you know, our grandfathers died. We're sons of Confederate soldiers. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was on the wrong damn side.
Right.
Y'all was on the wrong side of history. Y'all lost.
Yeah, man.
Come on now.
Yeah, sore losers, man. That's what that is. That's like some cowboy fans. They're just angry now. I'm just playing. But, yeah, it's just so good. And, you know, honestly, I haven't, you know, being from, you know, New Jersey in a urban area, and I grew up, you know, I went to school briefly in a dominantly Caucasian and Indian area. I really experienced a lot of racism and hate when I lived in this part of New Jersey, and I hated it. It was like the worst year of school of my life, you know, and I cried and I got in fights. I had, you know, Caucasian girls call me, you know, nigger girl, and they would critique my hair, and they would just say, yeah, all black people are Baptist because that's all that you guys are. And, I got hit with so much racism that it was just crazy. And if I was the kind of person that had parents that taught me to fuel that energy into hatred, I would have been a different person. But I understood that, it's, you know, some people are ignorant and they don't know what they do, you know, and I went through that experience so that it did teach me something. But I didn't experience, the Confederate flag until I moved to Maryland. And when I moved to Maryland and I lived over in Arundel County and I saw a pickup truck with this flag on it, I was like, yo, where the hell am I at? And then, you know, when I moved here, it was like somebody explaining to me, you will cross that Mason-Dixon line. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, you got that out there. So that was an eye-opener to me, and I was like, wow, this is the culture of where I'm at right now. And it didn't make me look at anybody differently, but like you said, see, it is that warning. You know what I'm saying? It definitely does, you know, put you on a different wavelength of, you know, oh, okay, I got you. That's your bumper sticker today. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely will have more conversations on this topic. On the list of conversation is a conversation on idols and symbols. So stay tuned to that as well here on Stilettos and Convos with Miss Pink. And of course, if you have any other comments or topics that you feel that we should talk about, definitely submit them, because we're open to all of those types of discussions here on the show. I hope each of you have a wonderful weekend, and seeing you as well. Everybody tuning in, rocking with us. Thank you, everybody, for the comments that you posted on the Stilettos and Convos with Miss Pink Facebook page, as well as Twitter. And catch all of our past episodes right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you on Monday for a new topic of conversation that's going to steer you in the direction of conversing with someone that you probably never conversed with. Have a great, blessed weekend, and just love somebody. You know, just love somebody.